And this is Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner, how are you today?
All right.
My name is Andrew Thomas. I'm a Superior Court Commissioner here in Thurston County. We're here today because the facility is asking to treat you for up to 14 days. So before we get to the actual hearing, there's just a few housekeeping things that I need to do. One is to decide who's going to pay for your attorney. I understand that Ms. Rowe has met with you, and you did have a chance to prepare for today's hearing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Based on the information I've been provided in this purple sheet, I am going to find that the county will pay your attorney's fees. Do you have any questions about that?
Oh, no.
And next, I need to tell you that if I sign an order saying that you're going to stay and be treated for up to 14 days, then I also have to sign this order that says that you can't carry a firearm. I'm setting that aside for the moment, but I do have to sign a notice saying that I actually told you that would happen. Do you have any questions about that?
Is it like to carry a firearm forever, or?
It is. It's actually, you can't have a gun or a concealed carry weapon permit of any type unless the court restores that right to you. So you'd have to actually petition for it to be restored. There is a way back, but if you don't take an affirmative step, then it is a lifetime restriction.
Okay. Understood.
Any other questions about that?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The last housekeeping issue is I just need to note for the record that you were given your medication right, and as is your right, you declined to stay on your medications in order to be clear for today's hearing. And I understand that you did, when you met with Ms. Rowe, you had a chance to discuss your rights and options. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have questions for me about your rights and options?
No.
And I understand from Ms. Rowe that you would like to exercise your right to a trial and that you're ready to go forward and have that hearing today.
Yes.
Okay. So even though this is a little bit of an informal environment, it's still a trial, and my job is to listen carefully to everyone. So I've asked that you be given something to write with and some paper so that if you hear things that you disagree with, you can make a note and we'll address it when it's your turn to testify. But that just helps me make sure that I'm focusing on everyone's testimony. Do you have any questions about the procedure?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Lippert.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a petition by the facility for a to have Mr. Turner detained for 14 days for involuntary treatment. And the state would, and we would ask, Your Honor, first that you please consider the initial detention report and the information contained in the declaration or petition for involuntary treatment that was filed in this matter. Next, I would like to ask that Mr. Faison be sworn in and as our witness.
So for the record, I will note that I had an opportunity to read the initial petition and the 14-day petition. And as permitted by statute, I will consider both, as well as the testimony presented today. Mr. Faison, would you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Faison, could you please state your duties and qualifications for your position here at the ENT?
Yes, I'm a clinician here at the ENT. I organize, coordinate the courts that we have here and also act as a liaison with the court system and the facility. I frequently testify as an expert witness. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I also have a master's degree in clinical psychology.
And at this
35
time,
years experience.
We will stipulate to Mr. Faison's ability to testify as an expert in this matter.
Thank you. I'll accept the stipulation.
Mr. Faison, does Mr. Turner have a documented history of mental illness?
He does.
What is that?
He has past psychiatric diagnosis of PTSD and major depressive disorder, and that's per his report. He also has been psychiatrically hospitalized in 2016 at Fairfax Hospital and 2015 at Providence St. Peter Hospital 1 South. Both of these were for self-harm incidents per the report.
But that is not, self-harm is not involved in today's petition.
That is correct.
What is his diagnosis?
His current diagnosis that we have for him today is